Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Sheer Enjoyment of Town. Welcome to all of the familiar faces. Good evening. We begin, of course, by thanking Jake Wyman for his creation and Mitch Green for his incredible, awesome loyalty. I've really never met someone so devoted to a cause like Mitch. Clockwork. Every night, every time, every day. Never lets you down. Mitch, you're one of a kind. Thank you. The source of all the learning is really to your credit. You and your team, thank you very much for your hard work. Very, very much appreciated. Tonight, we're going to learn about Parashas Kisisa. We begin by thanking our sponsor, who every week in, week out, dedicates to Shir Lezehu Le'ime Nishmas Manish Yitzchok Ben Aryeh. May this neshama may it have an aliyah. And as we always say, we thank the sponsor for his generosity. Likewise, during this very difficult time, there's the wars going on in Eretz Yisrael, never to be Messiah Das. And all of the Chayolim who are putting their lives on the line for us and for the torture that the hostages are undergoing, day in and day out, we cannot be Messiah Das for a moment from their suffering, from the suffering of their family, and the anxiety of the families of the Chayolim. As I mentioned, it goes without saying, may Hashem protect, guard, like the pupil of his eye, ki ishoin bas oyin, the Chayolim, and Klal Yisrael, mikol tzara v'tzuku, mikol nega, u'machala, v'yishlach Hashem lohem b'rocha, v'hatzlocha b'chol ma'asei yedeihem, and we should merit that this very bitter war come to an end successfully very, very soon. So now we're going to learn Parashas Kisisa. I want to share with you an idea on the parasha. So really, this parasha is one of the most mystical parashas in the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu Yes Hashem, Hareini Noetz Kavodecha. I wish to see your honor. I want to see what you look like, Hashem. What does Hashem look like? Obviously, Moshe doesn't want to see it. Does not ask him a question, what does Hashem look like physically, because we know that's not a real possibility. But Moshe Rabbeinu, he's asking a very deep, powerful question. And Hashem goes on to tell him, after he asked this question, there are two psukim. The second pasuk is probably the more famous pasuk, where Hashem says, you cannot see me. Lo yirani v'adam v'chayit. It's not humanly possible for him. It's not possible for a human being to see Hashem's divine presence. However, Hashem does say to Moshe that I'll read you the pasuk. Vayomer, Hashem says, Ani avir kol tuvi al ponecha, I will pass all of my goodness before you, and I will call out v'karasi v'shem Hashem lefonecha, v'chanosi es asher achoin, v'richamti es asher arachin. Now, Rashi explains this in a lot of detail, and maybe you should actually read Rashi inside, because what Rashi says here is truly, truly magnificent. Rashi here says, then we have to remember the question. The question over here was Moshe asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he asked to see Hashem's pardon. Hareini no es kevodech. Hashem's response, I'm going to read the Rashi, Higia sha'a, the time has arrived, Shetireh b'chvaydi, that you will behold my honor. What honor? Ma she'ereshe oischa liris. What I permit you to see. I will allow you, Moshe, to see something. Why? So Rashi goes on, lefi, she'ani roitze, I desire, v'tzarech, and I need. Hashem says, I have a desire and I have a need. L'lamdecha, to teach you the Seder HaTfilah, which means the Yud Gimel Midosh of Rachamim. She nitz rachto levakesh rachamim al Yisrael. Hiskartuli zuchus avos. Kesavarato. Shem tamos chus avos ein od tikva. Let me just read the words and we'll explain. Ani aver kol midas tuvi lefanecha al atzur. V'yata tzofan b'ma'ora. While you are in the cave, the karasi, the shem Hashem lefanecha, l'landecha seide b'akoshas rachamim, af in tichle zuchus ovis. L'chaseide zeh sh'at roi, I see mutar, v'kor yugel midas, Hare melamed es Yisrael la'asas kein, v'al yidei sheyazkiru lefonai racham lechanun yihiyu ne'enin kirachami lo yicholem. Okay, that's a long sentence. And let's try to explain this the best that we can. We have to understand that this statement over here, this dialogue over here, is taking place shortly after Klali Yisrael worshipped the Egel, and Hashem said to Moshe, I will destroy Chas v'Shalom, the Jewish people, and I will rebuild a new nation from you. Moshe said, no such thing, I will not accept this. And Moshe went on to pray for the Jewish people. And his prayer is, would we lain on every tiny tzibur? Vayechal Moshe es pnei Hashem alakav ayoner, lo ma Hashem yecher abcha v'yamecho. Moshe prayed, he said to Hashem, why are you angry? And then Moshe had a technique. His technique was, Zechor la'Avraham li'Yitzchak u'li'Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu invoked the Zechus Ovel. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, I understand the Jewish people have sinned. They've committed a terrible crime. But you have to remember, they are the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They have Zuchus Avos. And it worked. Okay, Zuchus Avos stands for something. The fact that Avraham Avinu, Rashi elaborates here in this parasha, Avraham Avinu, he went through the 10 Nisyonos. Avraham offered Yitzchak on the Akedah. Yitzchak allowed himself to be offered on the Akedah. Our ancestors have incredible merit, which we live off. In this pasuk, Rashi tells us that Hashem said to Moshe, Moshe, I am impressed. When you prayed for the Jewish people, you knew what to do. You knew which buttons to push, which strings to pull. You pulled out the Zechus Avos card. And it worked. It worked. I forgave them, and things will continue. But now I want to give you a gift. Because when you daven for the Jewish people, the fact that the technique that you employed was Zuchus Avos is an indication that this is the best you got. We're holding here in a situation where the Jewish people are threatened with coming to an end. You pulled out the best possible technique, weapon that you had available to save the Jewish people. And that is Zuchus Avos. But there lies your weakness. The fact that you had to come on to Zuchus Avos indicates that if the Jewish people would not have Zuchus Avos, the merit of their ancestors, there would be no hope. There would be nothing you can do. And Chas v'Shalom, the Jewish people would come to an end. That's very dangerous because, as Rashi reveals, there will come a time, or there can theoretically come a point in time, where the Zuchus Avos runs out. Zuchus Avos is not an infinite source of merit. Zuchus Avos is limited. You can't every day spend your Zuchus Avos. And in fact, Chazal tell us that in the days of Hoshea ben Be'eri, he was the last king of the Malchus Yisrael, which led 10 of the 12 tribes of the Jewish people. When the Malchus split between Yerovam ben Nevat and Rechavam ben Shlomo, there were approximately 21 kings, and the last of the kings was Hoshea ben Be'eri. Chazal tell us that in his day, Zuchus Avos came to an end. So Zuchus Avos can run out. And when Zuchus Avos, we don't understand how these things work, what exactly is Zuchus Avos, Bris Avos, but this concept can come to an end. And Moshe, the way you have behaved, the way you have demonstrated by praying with Zuchus Avos indicates that if there would not be Zuchus Avos, the Jewish people would have no hope. So I want to give you a gift. I want to teach you another technique of what can be done in times of danger to save the Jewish people, even if, God forbid, they no longer have Zuchus Avos. And that is the Yud Gimel midos of rachamim, to daven to Hashem, to behave, to embrace everything that the Yud Gimel midos harachamim have to offer. We say this on the Yom Kippur. Slichos Hashem, Hashem kel racham lechanan erchapayim v'apchesed v'emes noitzachesel lo alafim no se'avon v'fesha v'chatov v'nakei. This will work even if chas v'shalom zechus avos is no longer operative. And that's what Rashi says. That's really an essence of Rashi says. Rashi says, I will now pass in front of you and reveal all of my good. Kol tuvi. Even when schus avos does not work, here's another weapon, another tool that is available to you. Teach it to the Jewish people. They may need it one day. That's the pshat in the pasuk. That's how Rashi learns a simple interpretation of the pasuk. Vayomer Hashem said, I, Hashem Avir, will cause to pass kol tuvi, all of my goodness. What is all of my goodness? According to Rashi, it is a summary of term, an expression that captures all of the Yud Gimel Midos of mercy. Al Ponecha, this will occur the Kurasi Vishem Hashem Fanecha, and through that you'll be able to, it's a gift, we'll be able to use it in the future. Okay, fascinating. Now before we go further, I just want to just point out and make a suggestion that, you know, we have 2 days in the year that we spend a lot of time davening. And everyone knows it's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, two holidays. Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. What is, in essence, the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? Well, there are many differences. There are many things you can say. There are many ideas. But if we pay attention, Rosh Hashanah, heavily, we dwell upon Zichos Avos. The Nusach HaTzvilah heavily, heavily concentrates, dwells upon the Akedah. Abraham Avinu, he took Yitzhak to the Akedah, he offered him on the Akedah, and Hashem Shvua, you have offered your child, I've seen what you have done, and this will be for you, a blessing for you and your children for all generations. The Nusach HaTfilah focuses on the Akedah again and again and again. The blowing of the Shofar, Chazal tell us, is a zecher for the Eloi Shul Yitzhak after the Akedah, when Hashem Sal Tishach Yodcha Lanar Yal Taslim Ruma. He took the isle and he brought the isle as a carbon in exchange for Yitzchak, who blew the shofar of that isle, the shofar to remind Hashem of the Arkada. On Rosh Hashanah, we don't recite the Yud Gimel Midos Harachamim. Maybe one time when we take out the Sefer Torah, but it's not a central theme in the davening. On the other hand, on Yom Kippur, the whole davening, from beginning to end, dwells upon Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Lechanan. We dwell upon, we recite Selichos, Ma'ariv, and Shacharis, and Musaf, Mincha, and Ne'ilah, and again, and again, and again, we come back to one thing only, the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim. Here in this Rashi, we learn, we see the contrast. Avraham of the Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was misfal for Klal Yisrael, the only thing he knew to do was to use the chusavos. We go in the way of Moshe Rabbeinu on Rosh Hashanah. We focus on the technique of prayer that was bequeathed to us by Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hashem gave Moshe a gift that if at times the chusavos, for whatever the reason, is not enough, whatever that means, I'm giving you another tool that will work no matter what. And that is the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachamim. Rosh Hashanah, we go down the classic approach to prayer. Moshe Rabbeinu, Zechus Avos, the Shofar. Yom Kippur, we're a little bit more desperate. Just in case things did not work out well in Rosh Hashanah, we got to pull out the heavy guns and we go for the jugular. We go for the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachan. That's one idea. But I want to suggest another idea, another idea. It's very fascinating that according to Rashi, the summary of the Yud Gimel Midos is captured in the term Ani aver kol tuvi, all of my good. Kol tuvi. Now we have to remember this whole event is taking place in the aftermath of Moshe receiving the Torah, coming down and smashing the luchos. Moshe smashes the luchos on his way down from the mountain, finds out what's going on, goes back up to Hashem and says, Hashem, forgive them, forgive them. Don't destroy them. And then he says to Hashem, Nu, show me. Hashem forgave them. Harinas ponecha. It's all against this backdrop of receiving the Aseres Adinos, which ultimately does not go in our favor. And when this happens, when Hashem gives the luchos, we like to compare the luchos rishonos to the luchos shnios, and Rash Chazal tell us in the Gemara that there's something that's missing in the luchos. What's missing? The letter tef, the word toiv. In the midst of kibud avoim, the word toiv is not found. The word toiv is not to be found in kibud avoim. And the question is why? Why is it not there? Laman yitavla uleman yarichu yonecha, be mechabed your mother and your father, so that it should be good for you. Toiv, it's not present. That expression is only to be found in the Luchos Shenios, not the Luchos Rishonos. And the question is, why not? Because Hashem knew that the Luchos Rishonos would be shattered. The letter Tes, which represents the concept of Toiv, Posko Toiva Mi Yisrael. Chas v'sholom. Question we can ask, what about all the other letters? Every letter alludes to a blessing. Why is Hashem so concerned that the letter Tesh should not appear? Because Hashem wanted to spare us from losing the blessing that's found in of Toif. Perhaps we can suggest that when we learn here, when Moshe went to Shemayim to ask for forgiveness, and Hashem gave him a gift, and the gift is Moshe, Ani Avir, Kol Tuvi al ponecha. Toiv. I'm giving you a gift of toiv, not just toiv. Kol tuvi, all of my toiv. Because the day may come where you need it. The day may come where there will not be zuchus avos, and you will need to be mispalel to Hashem through the Yud Gimel Midos to earn rachamim. The Ribbono Shel Olam had so much rachmanis upon us. He knew the future. He knew there would be a chedoid. He knew there would be damage. He knew Moshe would be mispalel. And he wanted to give him this gift, the gift of tefillah, to restore Hashem's anger, even in a time when the zuchus avos would not work. How could Hashem allow the damage to occur to the concept of something that we will need for our survival in the most difficult times? The concept of toiv, this is all very esoteric, but there are concepts here. When the letter tes is shattered, that there's a damage that is done. Hashem did not want that damage to occur to the letter tes, the concept of toiv, chas v'sholem poska toiva in Yisrael, because the ultimate toiva to Yisrael is what it says in this pasuk, ani avir kol to the alponech. And this toiv is the tool that we will be able to use to restore our relationship with Hashem no matter what. It's also interesting that where do we get this blessing of toiv? In the mitzvah of kibud avoim. Kibud avoim is an essence, is zuchus avos. When we give honor to our parents, in essence, we're recognizing how great they are. And when we recognize their greatness of giving them kavod, the reward is, not only will you live off the merits of your parents, I will give you something that will work even if it's not enough. It is specifically in the midst of kibud av va'ein, kabeiras adichav yasimecha, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Leman Yitzavloch, which connects to Ani Aver Kol Tuvi Al Panecha, that even when the merit of our ancestors will not be effective, because you appreciate who your parents are, you'll be deserving to receive even more, be able to survive even when that will not be enough. But only because you give honor to your parents. This also reveals to us is that there's a sequence. You can't start with the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim, because the Yud Gimel Midas Harachamim Laman Yitavlo is only an outgrowth of Kabeid Es Avicha V'Asimecha. Only when we begin with acknowledging our ancestors, our parents, and what they represent, we appreciate who they are, the lives they lived, and their merits. Only then can we go further with Laman Yitavlach, which translates into Ani Aver Kol Tuvi Al Panecha, to merit power, strength, and influence with the Ribbono Shel Olam that he will do for us even more. So in summary, we learned today Pasuk, L'man Yarichun Yom, we learned the Pasuk today of Moshe Rabbeinu asking Hashem to see his panim, Hashem's response by saying yes, Ani Aver Kol Tuvi Al Panecha, this Zuchusavos, this Yud Gimel Midos Rachim, which goes further, contrast between the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim, yes, Seres HaDibros that leaves out L'man Yitavloch, that Chas V'Shalom, that Bracha HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to be damaged in any way whatsoever, and the recognition that that Bracha only comes as an outgrowth of our commitment to Kabeid Es Avicha V'Asimecha, and thus the sequence always has to first be Zuchus Avos, and as an outgrowth of Zuchus Avos, can we come to Hashem Hashem Kel Rachel Mechanim. Thank you very much for listening. May you all have a wonderful evening and a very successful week of Bracha. We shall be zocher to be blessed with the Zuchus Avos and with Hashem's pure Rachel. Good night.